Let's talk about the Underground Railroad. That's a phrase many of us learn in school. That railroad, which is a metaphor, was filled with drama and danger. Enslaved people in the American South journeyed hundreds of miles to freedom, helped by abolitionists who also took great risks to help them. Now the Underground Railroad is the setting of a new TV series that debuts tonight on WGN America. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Underground was created by two people, Misha Green, who's Black, and Joe Bukowski, who's white. They met as writers for the TV show Heroes and discovered a mutual love of comic books and action films. They bring that sensibility, says Bukowski, to a story they feel gets skimmed over in school.
You know, it's arguably the most heroic story never told in American history. So we both, being comic book people, being genre people, wanted to make it as exciting as it should be.
Underground is one of those multi-layered dramas that follows different groups of people, like in Game of Thrones. Here are their slave catchers, abolitionists, a family who owns a plantation in Georgia, and the people forced to work there. Underground is like a spy thriller, says actress Journey Smollett-Bell. She plays Rosalie, a housemaid who runs for freedom with characters who must rely on cryptic clues to make it north, like a gospel song that shows how to navigate by finding the Big Dipper.
They could use a star, or they could use a song, or they could use code words, or glances, or markings on a tree.
See, the sun rises on the right, sets on the left. It means that that big spoon in the sky always points north.
Follow the drinking gourd.
Come on, boy, you just figured out a part of the map to free.
This is the first really big dramatic TV series centered on American slavery since Roots in 1977. Roots is a miniseries, not a regularly scheduled show, and it's being remade this year. Lisa Woolfork is a University of Virginia professor who studies representations of American slavery. She's heard people complain about slavery fatigue since movies like 12 Years a Slave, and she understands wanting to put the past safely behind.
But one way to understand why our present is the way that it is rooted in the past. As Faulkner said, the past is never dead. It isn't even past.
What were you done?
Woolfork points to one scary scene in Underground where an 8-year-old child accidentally damages the belongings of an overseer.
You got them all dirty! Them things worth more than your life, boy!
Mr. Miff?
Get your hands out.
Pull them out!
The overseer wants to whip the little boy's hands. His adult sister offers to take the beating instead.
And I found that incredibly powerful. Because what it suggested to me was the interchangeability of slaves in this system.
A system based on white supremacy and indifference to Black pain.
And it helps to start thinking about what Black life is, what Black life means, how Black life was valued.
That's enough. She's gonna need those hands to serve at the party tonight.
Too often, Woolfork says, we tell ourselves stories today imagining our relationship to slavery.
If I lived in that time, I would not be a slave, and then I would not hold any slaves. I would certainly help slaves.
But one of the things Woolfork liked about the TV show Underground is how it exposes the difficulties of resisting such a deeply entrenched system and the bravery of those who manage to. And she was impressed by its production values.
Can somebody go in, put a bit more blood on his hands?
Yes.
And a lot of sweat.
On the Underground set in Louisiana last July, everyone was really sweaty. In stultifying summer heat, director Kate Woods filmed a scene in which that 8-year-old, in a brown gingham shirt, picks cotton outside a real historical plantation.
What, is he nice and sweaty?
They sweated him up.
Okay,
as part of preparing for the show, some of the cast learned how to pick cotton for real.
Yeah, good old cotton.
Actor Aldous Hodge.
It makes you think differently when you put on a pair of jeans, I'll tell you that much.
Hodge plays the leader of Underground's resistance. He's lean and intense, with burning brown eyes. We're outside the Rural Life Museum at Louisiana State University, where production designer Macon Rogers has arranged 7 wooden shacks around a humble vegetable garden. It's home to the enslaved characters on the show.
This is all real.
These shacks were actual slave quarters built in the 1830s.
It's just creepy sometimes.
Very creepy the first time we stepped on set. All of us were like, we don't know where to step, we don't know how to act, we don't want to touch anything. No, you could feel the presence.
That authenticity helped Hodge, he says, when playing scenes like when his character is caught.
I think it was like my first day of shooting where I was begging for my life.
You wasn't lost!
I was.
You made that trip 6 times now.
I always come back. I always come back, Master. I always come back.
Those are the days you sit alone and quiet for a long time. They are the hard days. It hurts, and there's no way that you can come from set without taking a little piece of that with you.
Filming underground was emotionally draining and physically challenging. For the Abolitionist's house, production designer Megan Rogers built a secret bunker where actors had to crouch for hours.
We play a lot of action of people standing on top of people hiding.
This tunnel will allow your cargo to enter the house when it's safe.
About how long should we be expecting to harbor runaways at a time?
Cargo.
Right, cargo.
With a historical drama so dramatic, you might not think about the tiny nuances and details Rogers attended to. She designed the dresses of the plantation housemaids to nearly fade into the wallpaper of the big house, so the women are almost like furniture. And Rogers made the color yellow a motif, the color of freedom. It's the color of the lantern set in the window of the abolitionist's house. Yellow pops up constantly.
Throughout the entire show, I have somebody who's putting yellow flowers all over the place when they're on their journey. It's echoing the color of the lantern, the light of the lantern.
Nothing about underground is sepia-colored. The show's co-creator, Misha Green, says she wanted to tear history off the walls of the proverbial museum and make it urgent and fresh.
You know, the Underground Railroad was the first integrated civil rights movement, and I think it's a great example of what, when we all work together, the odds we can go against, which is 600 miles of crazy terrain, being chased by slave catchers, to get people to be what they should be in the first place, which is free.
Green and her co-creator, Joe Bukowski, wanted to challenge how we tell the story of American slavery and the people who struggled against it.
And I don't think we necessarily have framed runaway slaves as American heroes, but when you break it down, the idea of someone who's told they belong to someone else, but they refuse to believe it and decide to run 600 miles to take their freedom back, we should be living in a culture that embraces that wholeheartedly.
In a country still unresolved and ashamed in its accounting of slavery, Green and Bukowski want to find new ways to connect history to audiences who can then, emboldened, move forward. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.